the ripe old age of 18, I joined EMI Records. And in January 1977, some white label pressings arrived in my office. I was disco promotion of Diana Ross's Love Hangover. And I put it on, I turned my speakers up, and I'd managed to wangle some really good speakers. I mean, Celestians or something, the sort of stuff that the A&R chats on the top floor had, because I said, look, I'm disco promotion. I have to play stuff loud. I have to really listen to it. I blasted out Love Hangover and I flipped, and I didn't stop playing it for about a week until I bored everybody to tears. And I took it home, played it with my mates. And I said, I've got to get this out to all the DJs on the mailing list. I mean, the phrase database had never been heard of. It didn't exist.
Oh, for litigation purposes. List,
stuffing records in envelopes, sticking labels, typing labels, sticking them on envelopes, sending them out to the DJs, getting reactions back. If they didn't send a written reaction back about how much floor filler potential it had and what they thought of it, they wouldn't get next week's mailing. That's what kept them on the hook. Anyway, about a week after we were listening to this and then saying, well, it's a great dance track, but obviously that won't get played on the radio. We waited for the 7-inch edit to come in for radio. It came in and it was really good, but not a touch on the 12-inch. Anyway, someone then strolled into my office and said, oh, Diana Ross is coming into town tomorrow. She's at a bit of a loose end. She's not doing any promo that first night. Would you fancy taking her out? And I said, yeah, okay, fine. And then the next morning I came into work and I thought, hang on, I'm taking Diana Ross out. So I went back to the person, asked him, I said, well, when you say taking out, what have I got to do? He said, just entertain her. You know, just, you've got an expense account, just entertain her. So I got a car around to her hotel and called up to her room. She came down with Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson. And they jumped in the limo with me and I took them to Gulliver's Club in Mayfair, which was the smallest club in the world. If there were 50 people in there, it was like a sardine can. 30 was busy. And the DJ was called Graham Fatman Cantor, and he really knew his soul music. Anyway, I strolled in with these three superstars, walked up to his booth, gave him this white label and said, just stick that on, will you, Graham? Trust me. And he did, because I was always giving good tips. He put it on, turned it up. There was about 35 other people in there, all black dudes. And Love Hangover came on. And I'm dancing on the floor with Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, and Marvin Gaye. And that's the truth at 19 years old. And they and she said, Greg, this is fantastic. This is the first time I've heard it in a discotheque. You know, literally since I've cut it, I've just listened to it at home or in the studio. But and then people in the club were so cool, they didn't bother her. I mean, a couple of people came up and said, you are Diana Ross, aren't you? And she went, yeah, and Marvin and Smokey. And of course, there's not a single bit of photographic evidence because we didn't have phones or cameras. But and the next morning, someone said, well, what do you do with her? And I told them and they said, oh, cool, that's fine. And we put it out and it was a huge smash and one of my favorite records to this day.
That's a great story.